Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's Red Teens here, and today we have another political commentary, but it's also going to be mixed with some of the reaction video. And I would like to say, as I said in the other of our other podcasts, is that I want you to message me so I can learn if I did anything wrong, or that I was just, you know, like, just being delusional about anything. Well, that might be an overstatement, but just message me if about anything. I really want other people's opinions so that I can maybe learn some more in, like, a subject at least. So we're going to get on to the subject matter, which is the first thing is going to be the reaction to Trump pulling out 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria. In my opinion, we defeated ISIS. I don't think we defeated ISIS all the way, but I think that the U.S. heavily destroyed ISIS itself. ISIS, before in Syria, had controlled not a lot, but it was considered a lot for a terrorist group, but now they've been almost completely eradicated by President Trump's military offenses. But I just feel like that's a terrible idea to do due to there still being a large threat and everything. And so I just would want Trump to, instead of moving troops out, to instead keep troops there and make sure that at least most of the threat is gone, because I don't think we're ever going to defeat ISIS until many years later. But I'm just saying is that I don't support the move. This is one thing I, probably one of the first times I've ever not support one of Trump's moves, is the move out of Syria. We need to keep the troops there in order to assure protection for not just, like, the interests of America, but also the interests of the Syrian people, who have not just been attacked by terrorists, but they've also been attacked by, obviously, the leader Assad and his government, who have been obviously attacking them with weapons of mass destruction. And so I just disagree with the move heavily, due to what it could cause in the future. I see how he might be helping protect troops in the field, but I would just want him to keep the troops there and help make sure that at least many of the villages that have been attacked before are at least much more safe than they were before. And I want to kind of discuss this more, but I don't think there's much of anything else to discuss. But I'm just gonna say, as it was, in my opinion, a bad move, he should at least leave 1,000 troops there. He should at least leave 1,000 troops in Syria to at least help with regaining control. Because even though we have been regaining control of major parts of Syria, we still have those parts that have been officially taken back. But they are still they're still fighting, and there's still everything there. And I would think at least that it would be just a horrible thing for us to just leave also the Kurds behind, because we promised the Kurds that we would help them. We wouldn't help them establish a country, but we would help them defeat Assad's forces, because Assad wants to destroy the Kurds. He wants to remove them completely, almost in a sense exterminate them. And I'm not Kurdish at all. If you've heard, I'm a Protestant. This war overall is just very complicated. It just has so many sides. There's Russia and Syria, Turkey, and the United States, and many other countries. It's just a very big war in a sense of how many countries are involved. It's in my opinion, a very, very small world war. And so I want to move on to our next news article, which is talking about from InfoWars. Okay, but first I meant to say is that article came from Fox News. This next one has came from InfoWars. Students react to Facebook giving out personal information. And we knew that Facebook has done this before. And that's why I don't trust Facebook. And that's why I don't really use Facebook as much, because I don't want to use them as a platform if they're just going to try, like, exposing some part of it. I still know that this is kind of maybe sometimes put on Facebook, but I don't like to use Facebook or anything like that, or even Twitter, because I don't trust them. I'll use them for, like, friends and like that, but not like politically. I want to instead use like this app, such as Anchor. This is not a sponsorship, but I'm just saying I'd rather use an app in which it privates. Sorry about that. I got like a phone call and it was just some junk mail, but I need to resume. I don't want to put anything political out there because I feel like it's just going to get way too much attention and people are going to try roasting me or whatever. And I know, I've debated before people and I like debating, but I don't want to debate with those people just outside who barely know anything about politics. And so, I'm just going to say, Facebook either needs to get their job back, they either need to get themselves back on track, or I'm just going to say, they're going to start losing a lot of business due to this. And we know that people, they've even found this out from even Mark Zuckerberg. They have posted anti-conservative ads and like that and have launched more attacks against, and I'm not just saying conservative alt-right. Yeah, I can guess the alt-right, but they also, Facebook at the same time, calls any conservative an alt-right. And there's a difference between a conservative and an alt-right. An alt-right could be like a Nazi. And this is, and the people accused, obviously, Alex Jones of being an alt-right, so they accused him of being a Nazi or even though he literally said he's against Nazis and he's just trying to warn people like all the time. And so this is the prompt. This is why people have now spread the idea, and probably the more accepted idea of the mainstream media, which is starting to appear more and more, that it's untrustworthy, it's on the side, it's fighting against conservatives, and it's trying to silence us from even having a voice in the government. And so, that's not going to help anyone. That's just going to show that America is so divided that we can't even let another party even tell their political opinion anymore. But I don't want to keep on this for a long time because it's not... I think I've discussed this before about Facebook and how trustworthy it sometimes is. So I would just like to say is that if Facebook continues the behavior, the anti-conservative activity, and continues to just try to ignore it and try to tell people that it's just a conspiracy theory against them and that it was made up by like Alex Jones or anyone else, like part of InfoWars or kinds of news, then people are going to start seeing that they aren't lying instead to you, and they're just trying to keep their business. And so with that, we're going to instead move on to the next CNN article, which talks about a certain politician, which is, wait, let me think about it. I think it was Nancy Pelosi or something. I think it was from the same type. It talked about, the anchor called, his name's Don Lemon. I've known who he is. I really do detest. He talked about how President Trump did not have law and order and that he wants to be the law and order president, but he's just breaking the law. Trump has not broken the law. This is the same thing that's happened in the Brett Kavanaugh cases. People assume that Trump did it, and this has continued. It is still the same old guilty until proven innocent, which I obviously expressed before. I dislike that system. I always have gone by the innocent until proven guilty. Because that person, you don't know unless you really like hear about them. Like you see them kill like a person. If you see them like shoot someone, yeah, they're guilty. But if they're just arresting someone that has evidence, then that's just really a problem, because then you can be accusing someone who's been great all their lives and then assume that they were like a monster. That's the same thing with like Brett people and other people. And so I would just like to say is that if you want to accuse people of crimes such as rape or whatever and like fraud, you can't just go on and try to say that it actually happened, because this is the same thing with like Code Pink does, is that they just assume that the woman, even if the evidence is presented and it's false, that it's true even if the evidence says it's not. Look at Bill Cosby. He was arrested and didn't even need much evidence for him. And I remember like a year, maybe two ago, when Bill Cosby was on trial, then they had to like have the whole trial again because they didn't find enough evidence, so they were going to decide, oh, we have to do it again. So, and they took another year, and they had the trial, and obviously Bill Cosby's been to jail for about, I think, at least 5 to 10 years, I think, at least. And we're obviously providing justice with, like, the Me Too movement and other movements such as that. But the problem with me and those movements is that if you're going to put the ideology that every time a woman says that she's been raped by a man, and that you just assume, even with no evidence, that it's that it happened and that it was totally true and that the man's always lying, then you're gonna get, then I'm not going to support you, because I'm a man. I am a man, and you're virtually attacking me. You're virtually telling me is that if I'm just walking around and I give, like, and if I, like, help a woman, and I just accidentally buy the wrong thing, she said, oh, you're so bad, I'm gonna tell everyone that you tried to molest me. And so, that means I'm gonna be considered a molester just because a woman said so. And that is the problem with our system. I'm not saying the Me Too movement is bad, but it's like Black Lives Matter. It's not spreading a good message. It's spreading also a message of hatred towards men, and that all men are evil, and that all men are lazy, and that they rape every single woman. So, in a sense, if you want to keep saying that, whatever. But you gotta present the facts, and you gotta present the evidence to the people you're trying to convince, rather than just saying, I'm right. No one's gonna say that you're right. They're just gonna think that you're an idiot who wants to get attention. And so, like, with other news stories, and there's this other news story, I think it's from Fox News, it's talking about also about the wall, and it's talking about, it's talking about how there's a loophole in the system with the wall. And it describes about how we should have better border security and like that. And so, it describes that Trump actually has a loophole on this. If they don't let him get the wall done, he can just shut down the government. And so then we lose. So Democrats lose money. And so they have to do his commands. And he's the president, obviously. Okay. I know what you might say is that, Sam, you're making it sound like the president is the all-powerful person. No, because obviously we have the three branches of government and the spread of power. But if you look at that loophole, it really is saying is that Trump has an advantage in this entire situation. He doesn't have a disadvantage. And so I see that as an opportunity for President Trump to finally put in action what he's been talking about for like the last 2 years. Actually, more of like 3 years. He's been talking about for the last 3 years at least, is making our border more secure from illegal immigrants. And I don't know if I have anything else, but I think I saw an article on InfoWars talking about that PewDiePie, like, posters. This is kind of silly, but PewDiePie posters, if you know who PewDiePie is, you probably do, but PewDiePie is, like, versing T-Series, and recently, there was a controversy over PewDiePie, like, giving, I think it was, like, he gave money to some people, because they had to, like, say what, they had, like, a sign, and they would have to write down whatever he said. I think it was, like, kill all the Jews or something, so people were, like, all getting really mad and like that, and they were like saying how he was probably a Nazi. And so I, from the story, it's talking about, it says is that the teacher didn't want them to put the PewDiePie posters up because I think that she believed that he was a Nazi or something. And PewDiePie, he's not a Nazi. He was just doing it for jokes. And there's obviously memes about how he's a Nazi and like that. They're not actually direct, not saying he actually is, they're just memes and like that. But if you're gonna take that super seriously, even when he's made an apology, and also I got, during that time, I also saw about how the Wall Street Journal had to apologize to PewDiePie for the, like, articles and like that. And obviously they had to, because they were talking, they had wrongly accused him of promoting anti-Semitism, and anti-Semitism is obviously prejudice against Judaism. And I don't know why this came up. I don't know why it even was considered that he might be a Nazi, because I think, because even I might accidentally make a Nazi joke once in a while. I sometimes do, just because of the meme history with Nazis. Nazis in our school I made a fun of like every single time. And so I would make maybe a Nazi joke from time to time, but obviously I wouldn't say that like in front of people, because that would be just wrong on many, many levels. But my point is that he's just saying it as a joke. He's not saying literally kill all the Jews. He's saying it as a joke. And it's obviously a horrible joke to say, because it brings back the Holocaust, and I don't need to go into that, because that's very, very dark, and I don't want this video to have to put, I don't want to put this video with explicit content on it. But if that teacher really was believing that PewDiePie is a Nazi, she really has to just look at one of his videos. He's just, he made that purely as a joke. It was a very poor joke to put on the internet, but it was a joke. And so I'm guessing that this is probably my last news story for today. And I'm hoping to also get a debate with someone in some time. But I also want to add that I'll decide when I like make any more podcasts during Christmas break, because obviously Christmas break is just about a day away, because I consider Friday part of it. And so I'm going to say the dates on Sunday if I get the time. And I know that I'm probably not going to do it on Monday. I might do it on Monday, actually, but I'm not going to do it on Tuesday, and I know that. But I'll decide on the rest of the days if I'm going to do it. Because I'm going to, because I go to like a place called Castle X. It's just for like people who have like military parents or parents that work for the military. And so it lasts from like 6 a.m. to 6. So yeah, I'll probably go there probably most of the day. So overall, I'll decide if I'll podcast for how many times during the week. But overall, thank you for listening, and have a great Thursday, and have a great Friday, and thank you.